Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. South American weather seemed to be slowing soybean and corn progress in Brazil and Argentina. Brazil's current round of soybean planting also includes some soybean harvesting. Dr. Michael Cordonier of Soybean and Corn Advisor says the current harvest 83% complete.
Which is very slow. And in fact, they're harvesting and planting soybeans at the same time, which is very unusual. They started harvesting some soybeans in Mato Grosso last week. Now, these were soybeans planted on September 1st. These are cotton producers who were given permission to plant their soybeans a couple weeks earlier than normal. So it's a very small volume. But just the fact that they're already harvesting at the end of November is kind of unusual. What's left to plant is up in northeastern Brazil, where it's been dry, and way down in far southern Brazil, where it's been wet. So it's been a very slow end to Brazilian soybean planting.
Cordonier lowered his Brazil soybean harvest prediction by 1 million tons to 157 million. But a bigger story might be the second corn crop in Brazil.
I lowered that number 3 million tons today to 118. Everybody says they're going to plant less safrinha corn, reduce the acreage at least 10 to 15%. Some people say 40 to 50%. And everybody says we're going to spend less on the safrinha corn crop because it's going to be planted late. The weather's kind of erratic because there might be an early end to the summer rainy season. And corn prices are lackluster in Mato Grosso. So no one wants to risk very much on the safrinha corn.
And after a massive drought last year, weather much improved in Argentina.
The soybeans right now are 44% planted, corn 32%, both on the slow side, but it's improving. I think they are going to switch some intended corn acres over to soybeans because soybean prices are better.
For more, go to soybeansandcorn.com. Let's get the perspective on Tuesday's market trade from Duane Bussey of Bolt Ag Marketing.
Let's start there with the South America weather. You know, that was kind of a bean story for the longest time, and now that the rains are coming, that's why the bean market's seen a little bit of pressure. But really, it's probably more of a corn story, because with the beans being planted late, that means probably less safrinha, second crop of corn that'll be planted, and just less acres planted, period, means less production. So it's probably a corn story there. So yeah, later on this week, we'll have a USDA report, and we'll be watching that close to see if USDA lowers Brazil's corn crop. Hopefully they do. That would really help. Other than that, there are these rumors that China's out there maybe looking to buy quite a bit more corn. Rumors and facts are two different things. Hopefully they come in and buy some corn. That we're going to need some sort of story like that to push us back above, you know, $5. They are pretty good at, you know, watching the U.S. dollar went lower the last couple of weeks to about a 7-month low. And I think that helped make them jump in and buy our wheat market, actually. Yesterday, the markets, you know, were interesting because you got soybeans down 20, but corn managed to hold slight gains. And that kind of carried into today, where soybeans struggled for a while, but that corn market hung on there really well. I think it goes back to last week's low in the corn market being a pretty strong low. We had a lot of farmers selling off that December contract that ended last week, and I think that's why we're able to bounce a little bit off those lows. I mean, it would be nice to see some better exports, maybe some China buying that's rumored out there. That's what we're going to need to get back above some of these resistance levels farmers are looking to sell at. We had China come in and bought some more wheat again from us today. That's a couple days in a row. Really nice to see that combination, like I said, with lower U.S. dollar, I think, made the wheat price low enough for them to go ahead and buy. And I mean, Chicago wheat probably made a pretty long-term low. Remember, the funds are extremely short that market. This might scare them out of some of those short positions as we get to the end of the year.
And Duane, cattle futures Tuesday.
And we did see a bit of a rebound. I'm not going to hold my breath. I mean, we are at some long-term upward trend lines. I think we can hold for a while, but funds are still long in that live cattle market, and I'm worried they want to get out before the end of the year. So we might keep this downward trend going, but boy, I hope I'm wrong.
Duane Bussey, Bolt Ag Marketing, Britton, South Dakota. Time for a weather break on Inside Agriculture.